Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm Eddie Hyatt, your host and teacher. So excited you've joined me today as we continue our series on maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. Great inherent potential power as we learn to utilize this prayer in the way and in the manner in which it was given. And I'll say it again, that this was not given, Jesus did not give it to be a rote prayer repeated verbatim over and over and over again. He gave it as a guide to prayer. He brought together the great themes and priorities of prayer from the heart of God to give us a guidelines for when we pray. And that is how we're approaching it. I know, I think I said this yesterday or the day before, but you know, some people they have a hard time knowing what to say when they get down to pray. I have found that when I use this as a guide to prayer, that is no problem whatsoever. So, you know, you get down to pray, take this as a guide, but then invite the Holy Spirit also to direct you and guide you as you pray. And I have found again and again, I can pray for an hour and not get through the Lord's Prayer. Well, we see this happening just by here us commenting and discussing the different words here. You know, we wind up talking about one line, you know, 10, 11 minutes easily and not even say everything that we want to say. But we want to keep each session brief. Well, you know, within a 10 to 12 minute time frame. And so today, yesterday we were talking about hallowed be your name. So today we want to talk about your kingdom come, your will be done. Now, I want to point out something very interesting. That the priority of prayer is not us and our needs. Now, this prayer gets to that. But the priority of the prayer is about those things that concern God and His kingdom. The priority of prayer is His name, His kingdom, His will. The priority of prayer is to pray that His name is honored and hallowed, to pray that His kingdom will come, and that His will be done in earth as in heaven. And only then when we have fulfilled praying the things that have priority, which is His kingdom, His name, His will, then we move and we pray for those things that concern us. Give us this day our daily bread. So today, we're going to talk about your kingdom come, your will be done. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The word kingdom here is the Greek word basileia. And basileia did not refer to a geographical region over which a king reigned. It did not refer to the people over whom he reigned. The word basileia referred to the authority by which the king reigned. Jesus Christ has been given the authority. He is the appointed Messiah and king. He is the one whom Isaiah spoke about. It said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and of his peace and of his kingdom there will be no end. Now, usually when we think of kingdom, we think of everything that is outward, all of the political outward trappings of a kingdom. And that is coming. That outward kingdom is coming. But there is a present aspect of his kingdom that is going on right now. He is establishing his rule and his reign in the hearts of people before he establishes his outward rule and reign in the earth. He is establishing his inward rule and reign in the hearts and lives of people everywhere. That is what the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom is all about. You know, here's something very interesting. Jesus hardly ever talked about church. In fact, the word church is nowhere to be found in the Gospel of nowhere to be found in the Gospel of Luke or the Gospel of Mark or the Gospel of John. And it's only found three times in the Gospel of Matthew. So in all of the Gospels, the word church is only found three times. Jesus talked primarily about the kingdom. His message was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Or the Greek word at hand can also mean has arrived. Repent. Change your thinking. Make a change. Have a reset. Change your way of acting and doing and thinking, because the kingdom of God is at hand or has arrived. Then when some of the people asked him, said, well, how are we going to recognize the kingdom of God? Jesus said something like this, and this is also in Matthew's gospel. I don't have the reference in front of me at the moment. He said, the kingdom of God does not come with outward observation. Neither will someone say, oh, look here or look there. There is the kingdom. He said, but the kingdom is within you. But now in this same gospel, there's other times where he talks about that the Son of Man coming with great power and with great glory and dividing the nations, dividing the sheep nations and the goat nations. So anyway, he talks about the coming glorious outward kingdom. But right now, the present expression of the kingdom is one where he's establishing his rule and reign in people's hearts and lives. And so he taught us to pray your kingdom. So what are we praying? We're saying, Lord, your rule, your reign, come. In America right now, we have the administration of Joe Biden. He was elected president. Before him, we had the administration of Donald Trump. And we've had the administration of Barack Obama, of George Bush, of Bill Clinton. The first one I remember was Dwight Eisenhower. So we've had all these administrations. But you know what this whole world needs? You know what America needs? Ireland needs? We need the administration of Jesus. We need to see people. We need even the officials. We need to see our presidents, our congresspeople, our prime ministers. We need to see them yielding their hearts and lives to Jesus. No, we're not trying to set up a political kingdom. No, absolutely not. We are calling people and individuals to submit their lives to the rule and reign of our Messiah King Jesus. He's raising up a volunteer army right now. But there is coming a time, as Paul said, when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess, whether things in heaven, in the earth, or under the earth, that every knee will bow, angels, demons, human beings, they will all bow, kings, presidents, they will all bow and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But now we are preaching, and we're inviting people to come, to freely come and partake of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, have their sins forgiven, but also submit themselves. This is part of the gospel, my friends. It's not come and be forgiven and just go on with your life. No, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has arrived, and God is establishing his kingdom, his rule, and his reign in people's hearts and lives. My wife has pointed out that this is actually a prayer for revival. It certainly is, because I have studied revivals throughout church history. And when there has been awakening, spiritual awakenings, it's when people who are Christian usually in name only, they go through the outward formalities. They go to church. They may repeat the Lord's Prayer, but it has become an outward formal thing for them. But then in revival, they understand that they need to yield their lives to Jesus, and He comes in as the Messiah, the King, and they yield their lives to Him, and the Holy Spirit comes in, and suddenly their minds and their hearts are awakened to the realities of the spirit world. They're awakened to the realities of eternity, of heaven, of hell, of God's love for the lost and sinners. And suddenly there is what we call a divine awakening, or revival takes place. Oh, we pray today, oh Lord, may Your kingdom come. May Your administration come. May Your rule and reign come to the churches of America, to individual Christians of Canada and China and Ireland. May Your kingdom come, O Lord God, we pray today. We pray that Your administration, Your rule, Your reign, Your government will come. That's a modern way of saying kingdom is government. We need the government of God. We need His governance in our lives and in our worlds today. Thank You for doing it, Lord. We give You praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for being with me today on the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Tomorrow we're going to continue talking about maximizing the power of the Lord's Prayer. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. A couple of books I've written on prayer that you might want to check out: The Great Prayer Awakening of 1857-58, and Three Keys to Answered Prayer. They're both on my website, eddiehyatt.com. They're also on Amazon. And there are a lot of other books that have prayer in them, like America's Revival Heritage, 1726, The Year That Defined America. All of those books have a lot in them about prayer, because they're about revival, and revival always emerges out of prayer, times of prayer and turning to God. And so God bless you all. I pray you have a very blessed day, and I pray that God's kingdom will come, His rule and reign will come into your heart. And Paul said, I'll close with this, I believe it's in Romans chapter 14, He said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. When His kingdom comes, when you yield your lives to His rule and His reign, the effects of it in your life, the benefits, the blessings of it is peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.